We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top. Oma Elfa. Talk to Gemara. Oma Elfa. Behema b'shusharabim. A behema is walking in shusharabim. Uposto tavaro va'ochlo malgavi chavato. And it stuck out its neck and ate some food off the back of its friend, a different behema. So we know that Shane in the shusharabim is potter. So do we consider this shame shusharabim or not? Because on one hand, they're walking in shusharabim. On the other hand, the other behemoth's back is its own private property. So maybe it's like Rosh Hashanah. So what's the halacha? It says chayeves, yichay, my time. Gabe charvato, the back of the other behemoth, kechotza nizik domi. It's like a kechotza nizik, and therefore, yichayev to pay because that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Dr. Gemara, let's bring a raya to this shiloh that the back of the behemoth is considered kechotza nizik, and it's not considered the pturus jerabim. If the person had a basket strapped on his back, this is a person, and the behema stuck out its neck, so you see a clear raya that if even though it's in Shusharabim, but if the behema eats from a private place, derech hilucha, it's chayiv, because it's still considered Shusharabim, not considered Shusharabim. It's hard to raya from this braisa. So Mar says, no, it's not a raya. Because the Gittai's pshat in this brisa is not because of the mazik of Shane. It's talking about the mazik of Karen. Why? Because the Amar Rav b'kafetzas, it was jumped up. The case was it jumped up and grabbed something out of that basket, and that was a mashuna. And since it's mashuna, it was Karen. Karen, we know is chayv. So Rav says it somewhere. We'll see what Rav says this. Hachanami, you can say here the brisa also is talking about b'kafetzas where it's jumping up. And jumping up and eating from the back of the back of this person. So therefore, it's a shiloh of Karen. Rashi says Shekov Sava Achla Tzavarosh and Darka B'Kach. Top Rashi. It told the Karen he who B'Chayev is Chatzin as a Kama. It told the Karen. So what are we saying? We're saying here that if it jumps up and eats, it's considered a Toldo of Karen. V'Hich Itav the Rava. No, no, you have to realize Ilfa said it's the different thing. Ilfa said it's Shanizik. We're turning a riot, Ilfa. Ilfa clearly is not talking about Karen. Ilfa said his reason. Ilfa said Shane because it's caused Shanizik. We want to bring a riot. It's not a riot in that case because that case can be talking about Kafetzes and it could be a case of Karen. Veich itim the Rav, which Rav said, aha, don't Rav Oishia, behemoth Shirabim. The behemoth Shirabim, holcha v'achla p'tura. It was walking and ate its potter. Omda v'achla, it stopped and ate chayeves. And the question was, what do you mean? It stops also. And Amarava b'kefetzes. Stopping means that it was jumped. Now, why are you called Amda kefetzes? Because like it stands on its hind legs and it jumps up. That's like an Amda, and that's kefetzes. So you see, that's what Rava says in a kefetzes, and that's where it's Karen. So Rashi learns that it's a mazik of Karen. Freik the Rosh, that I don't know what you're talking about. There's a Gemara on top of the Amud that we learned yesterday at the end of the Blat. At the end of our shir yesterday, on top of this Amud, it says there was this Abarcha, which was a goat, that saw a lifter, that saw a turnip, on top of a barrel. It climbed up the barrel, ate the lifter. Not only Chayim Nezik Shalom on the lifter, you Chayim Nezik Shalom on the barrel as well. So you see, what do you mean? What happened to Karen? Kafetzes, isn't that Kafetzes? So you see, Kafetzes is normal. If it sees a good piece of food, it's not worse than a few guys buy a meat board, buy a kiddush. They jump up and get the food. What's the difference? Well, there's not much of a difference. So here, it's very normal. It's Kafetzes. Why is that called that's what Rosh Kaelin asked. The meat board, the Rosh, but he asked the Kasha from the Gemara before. He says, I understand. Why is that not the Kafetzes? Well, why is that not regular Shane? As I freaked the Rosh. The Rosh says, so the Rosh is a different pshat in the Gemara. Because he says the Rif pshat. He says that first he says, Behemesh kefetzes l'mokum gavoya v'ichelas, lav shinu, it's not a shinu. Domel el, kivin the orch l'meich lifto, orch l'amel shruchim l'mesek. This is normally turnips, climbs up. He says, Ela hach the ilfo derab eishio, o breis tanit kapasim of shalos, tam acher lehem. He says like this, that it's more like a svara. Why is Shusharabim considered why is that Shusharabim considered that in Yipater on Shane? Because don't put your food in the Shusharabim. It's going to be eaten by the regal, by the behemoth. But this is considered a place that's not in Shusharabim. When you put your pears on your back, on the back of a behemoth, that's not considered I put the pears in Shusharabim. So that's why B'kefetzes is chayiv. Not because So it, so that, that's what it means. It's not because of Karen. It's because of a reason that it's called, it's not because Chatzan is Egdomi, it's a different reason. The reason is, since it's not eating Ke'orcha Derech Hilucha, there's no Rishus to put his Peiris there, and that. But here he has Rishus to put his Peiris there, and that's why you are Chai. Rosh Hashanah is a whole different shot, nothing to do with Karen, it has to do with if it's normal to put his Peiris there or not, and that makes it into like Rosh Hashanah, is it? Because you're the normal place with the pears on top of a behemoth. You're not supposed to be expecting that the behemoth is going to jump up and take your pears. But I want to leave the Rosh on the side, the Rosh Hashanah on the side, the Rosh Hashanah on the side. I want to stick with Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh... Yeah, being Chayit M'chalik is Nereshom Chatzin, of course. Let's stick with Rosh Hashanah, we learned Gemara Rashi, but I'll tell you the Teretz to the Kasha. The point was to bring Rosh's Kasha in. Rashi learns Kefetzes as Karen, and Shaila is Ayat Gemara before. So there's two Terutzim in the Pnei Yeshua and the Nachas David. One teretz is that there's a difference between an a goat and other behemoths. A goat, taka, climbs up barrels to eat something. Here we're talking about a cow. A cow doesn't jump up. That's shina. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that there's a difference between sircha and kefetzes. Sircha means you climb up. That it does. But kefetzes, it jumps like a basketball player. That it doesn't do already. So that's why it's a shina. That's two terutzim. And someone else wanted to tie in, maybe the difference is there was a lifter. The goat loves turnips. Then it'll jump up. You're talking about like a regular straw that he wouldn't jump up. That's different mahalchim to answer the kasha of the rush. So look at the maravaita. Boy Rav Zera. Misgal Golmahu. What's Rav Zera Shaila according to Rashi? Again, we learn Rashi's shah in the sugya, not Tosis. Misgal Golmahu. So what's the Shaila? The case is the behemoth is walking in Shusha Rabim, which makes it a potter of a Shein. It rolls something out of the Shusha Yachid to the Shusha Rabim and eats it. It sees something in Shusha Yachid, so it schleps it out and eats it in Shusha Rabim. So what do you go, Basa? You go, Basa, where you ate it? You ate it in Shusha Rabim. Or you go where you picked it up from, which is the Shusha Yachid. That's the Shaila. Mezgal Gamal, Heichidami, going to Kaima Omi of Shusha Yachid. The food, the straw, was in the Shusha Yachid. And it rolls it from Shirachas Rabbim. So do you go about the Achila, which is Shirachas, you go about the taking it, Lakicha, as Shirachas. And Rashi says the Shaila is all the way around also. If it was, if the food was in Shirachas and slept it into Shirachas and ate it there, do you say you go about the Lakicha, so it's Shirachas, or you go about the eating, it's Shirachas? Same Shaila, either way. Rashi speaks that out. In the end of Dermas Chalmai, Rashi says that you could have a Shaila all the way as well. That's Rashi the Kashas both ways. My Tashma, Tari Rav Chiyah went to Brayis Rav Chiyah. Masui, you have a package. Miksasa b'fnim or miksasa b'chutz. Part of it is inside Shusha Yachid and part of it is outside Shusha Rabim. Ochla b'fnim chayeves. If it ate the package of someone else in the Shusha Yachid, yichay. Ochla b'chutz patura. If you ate it in Shusha Rabim, it's part. My lav maskag vasi. When it says ochel fnim, it means the whole thing with fnim or the whole thing with chutz. So you see, you go basa da achila, not basa where the food was. You go where the achila is, not where it took it from. So it's a raya to the shayla. No. Eim ochel amash b'fnim chayeves. Amash b'chutz p'tura. No, maybe you go basa lakicha. What it means is, if I ate the package, whatever was inside, I'm chayev. Whatever was outside, I'm potter. Who said it means that it's galgal? You chayev on whatever you ate it. It means whatever you ate, whatever it was, you chayev. That's what you could tie to the bride. It's not a riot to the shayla. And boy, same, he come Rav Chiyah, but psilo das pasta. Rav Chiyah is talking about a case where it was long strips of aspasta, and those strips were half in Shiram, half in Shiyachid. So if you eat it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then automatically the part of Rosh Hashanah comes along with it. That's not called Masgalgal. Because since it's one piece, so if I eat it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's considered the Lakicha and the eating was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If I eat it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, since it's one long piece, it's Kilo I ate the whole thing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But it's not a riot to Masgalgal. So therefore, it's not a riot to Masgalgal. Wherever you ate it, it's Taka considered eating it there because it's one long piece. It's a Psilas Das Pasta, so wherever you ate it, it's like you ate it right there, even though part of it was out. But it's not called Masgalgal because when you pick it up, it comes all apart, comes along with it. So it's one long piece, and therefore it's not considered the Shaila of Masgalgal. So obliving that Masgalgal stole Shaila without a raya. That is Rashi's pshat in Masgalgal. Mao Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. He says Loshon Masgalgal doesn't sound so much like that, and he also has a kasha from a Gemara by a Mishnah by Kelv Shnata Harara, and therefore he has a different pshat in the sugya. But we'll stick with Rashi's pshat. Zok the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, that ochlo ksus, then yechayiv chatzi nezek. It means if you ate regular food, chayiv nezek shalom. If you ate ksus akem, chatzi nezek. Medvar amurim zok to mishnah, mishnah nezek. Avshirabim is potter. So what's Mishirabim potter going on? Pasha she learns going on shame v'regel. Is it going also on the case where ate ksus akelim? Where there it's chatzi nezek, that's Karen. Karen's not potter Mishirabim. So are those words going back on the whole mishnah or just on the beginning part of the mishnah? Zok to mara, hey, what's going on? Omarav akulu. It's going on the entire mishnah. Everything in the mishnah is potter Mishirabim. My timer. What's the reason? Why would you be potter even for Karen? Aye, Karen's chayav Mishirabim. The answer is call mashana uva achar v'shina boy potter. Rav says the story like this: what's your mixer doing in the middle of Mishirabim? Or what is your suit doing in the middle of Mishirabim? It's not belonging there. So if someone puts something that doesn't belong in Mishirabim and another animal comes and eats it, the halacha is your potter, because it's your fault you put it into the Mishirabim. Because don't belong there. That's what it means. That's why it's potter. So it's a different reason why it's potter. I'm shaving regular this. Shaving regular is potter because it's a beer of steyacha. So it can't be potter because it doesn't belong there. The Shmuel Amar, no. Loishon al peris v'rokois is potter and Mishirabim. Avok sus v'kem chayeves. Ksus v'kem achayev. V'chein av Rosh Lakish akulu. Rosh Lakish says the same thing like Rav. It's going on everything. Why? Because kol mashana and Baruch HaVashina by Potter, it doesn't belong here. Vazar Shlokash Tameh. Don't run Shlokash. Stay Paras Mishirabim. Achas Revutzav Achas Malachas. You have two cows in Mishirabim. One of them is crouched on the floor, middle of the street. The other one's walking. Ba'atah Mahalachas Revutzah. The walking one gave a kick to Revutzah, which is Karen. The Loch is Yipturah. Why? Because what's a cow doing stopping in the middle of the street? He also called him a Shana. And Baruch HaVashina by his Potter. But if the Ravutza kicked the Malachas, then Yechayeves, because the Malachas is not doing anything wrong, walking down the street, so Rosh Lakish L'tamei, the Rosh Lakish says that Kol Mashana by Vishinu by his Potter. Rabbi Yechon Omar, August, he says, Rabbi Yechon says, like Shmuel, he says, Loshon Al Peis V'Rakos, Ava Ksus V'Keyam Chayeves, Ksus V'Keyam Yechayev, Irish Rav. So Lema, Rabbi Yechon, let's say the Rosh Lakish, maybe Rabbi Yechon does not hold the Rosh Lakish, and he holds by a filibus de paris, even by two paris, he holds that if the walking one kicked the crouching one, you should be chayiv. Because you see, he argues on the case of tzus v'kelim. Does he argue also on the case of stay paris? And one says, no. Loyal, Elim Islay, he holds of Rosh Lakish or stay paris. He just argues by tzus v'kelim. Why? Loyal, Islay, tzus, avdi inchi demanchi, glimi umaftachi. It's normal some people to take off their clothing or to put down their package, and they rest a little bit. Therefore, he holds it that didn't call him a shana. But he holds, ksus v'kelim is not called a shini, putting down a shirabim. And therefore, the animal who's mashana, who eats it, is chay. Ma'ashen can stay paris, it's not normal to crouch in the middle of the shirabim. Behema, lav orche. Behema is not orche to crouch in the middle of the shirabim, wants to rest, it goes to the side. And therefore, he'll greet the Rosh Lakish that if the walking para, the walking cow, kicks the Ravutza, the halacha is a bipater, because he agrees to call Mashana. He just holds, Ksus of Kalim, there's no yisoid of call Mashana, because it's not called a shinu. Zok to Gemara Vait, it's in the Mishnah Achidish. It says, Shirabim, Shem Varegel's pater, but Vim Nenis, Mashama's Mashananis. A new idea that you don't know, you don't realize. That it says, Beer Vistayachar, it means, Mishirabim, you pater. But, Lamayn said, saved himself a meal. So you have to pay the owner the meal that you saved your animal. You have enough. You don't have to give him supper today, the cow. You have to pay for that. Now, how much do you pay?
What are you part of
from? From Nazik Shalom. You're part of Nazik Shalom, you pay Mashananis. It's much less. It's a very good question. I think Mara's will talk about it. But Kama, Rabba Omar, you want to know how much to pay? That's what you want to know, how much to pay. Mara's will talk about it. But Kama, Rabba Omar, Demei Omir. You pay how much? This one ate Sairim. Sairim is expensive. And they ate a whole meal of Sairim. Omir, which is a mix of straw and bran, very cheap stuff. So all you have to do is give them a supper of Omir. For example, a pound of Sairim, let's say 10 pounds of Sairim, it cost $100. The May Omir cost around $10. So you say, I would have gave a supper of Omir. So you only have to give $10. Rav Amad May Sairim Bezul. You have to pay for the Sairim. But you don't give him full price for the Sairim, for the barley. You give him the cheap price, because there's an ansadi that if you could get a cheap price for the sairim, you would have gave it to him. You like giving the animal sometimes a good supper. give him Sairim. So if you would have got a half price, it'd be a half price sale, then you would give it. So therefore you give the Dmei Sairim Bezul, which Rashi says is actually two-thirds. Two-thirds of the price. That's what means Bezul. Two-thirds of the price of Sairim, that's how much you pay. So that's the machlokes, is how much you pay. Rabbah says he paid Dmei Omer, which is cheap stuff. Rava says, if you ate Sairim, you pay two-thirds of the Sairim. The difference is, that again, back to Moshe's Kasha, so why is it called Potter? It means you don't pay Masha Zika, you pay Masha Nenis. It's just like if you would feed a supper to the behemoth, you would charge for that. Here, you might see you fed a supper to the behemoth, so you have to pay for what? Nena. It's Masha Zika, it's Masha Nena. And it's close, what do you pay? You figure out if a guy wants to give his behemoth something that's royal, something that's good, even if it's not rogel, and you figure out how much he'd pay for that. Fikach. If he eats chitim, which is not good for it, or dava ralo, something is bad for it, then there's no hana, then you taka be potter. It's only if you eat something that you would want to give. It's just expensive. But if you give something that's not good for the animal, then you taka potter, even though it saved itself a supper, but it was a bad supper, then the halacha is that the potter, and you don't have to pay ma shenanis. But here we have a braisa, one like Rabbah, and one like Rabbah.